I'm glad we got that on. Hey, everybody. Hey, Disney friends.
All right, sorry. We were doing a little Sir Mix-a-Lot.
No, that wasn't Sir Mix-a-Lot. That was the Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
Oh, okay.
It's about that time to break forth with the rhythm and the rhyme.
I got mine.
Yours. I can't remember. Hey,
so,
Disney friends.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Tuesday Night Park Hoppers Live. So I am Park Hopper Sid.
I'm Park Hopper John. We are obviously not in... Ooh. Well, the whole thing's moving around a lot, so sorry about that. We are live. We are live at the Polite Pig here in Disney Springs. So glad that you are here. And we have an audience, which is crazy. We have a live audience. They're all getting food and drinks right now because we're here to celebrate, until they tell us any different, the Bourbon Trail here at Disney Springs. Yes. And what better place to come than the Polite Pig?
So it's the new Bourbon Trail. Yeah. Starts today.
For a limited time.
June 17th. Until they change the name.
Until they change the name. But that's a story for another day. Anyway, we've got a lot of stories we're going to cover. We're going to have a lot of fun today. If you have questions, Beatrice is on. If you got questions, go ahead and drop them in there. We'll do our best. Hopefully you guys can hear us okay. If you can't, let us know. We'll figure something out. But we are very excited. We got a lot to cover. And one thing that we want to let you know is if you would like to find us online, you can find us at Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, all at WDW Park Hoppers. And make sure you come to WDWParkHoppers.com. You can check out all of our blogs, our show archives, things that we've got going on.
You can also find us on iTunes and Stitcher. Yep. So definitely come check us out and download, listen, and enjoy.
Excellent. Thanks, Karen, for letting us know. And the one thing I want to let you know before we get going, hey, David, what's going on? We have a meetup coming up on May
26th.
Yeah, I can read now. I took my glasses off because the glare was so bad. May 26th from 7 to 9, we're going to be at the Baseline Tap House over at Hollywood Studios. If you haven't been to the Baseline Tap House, it's an amazing place. It's got great cocktails and drinks from the California area. It's got great food, and we're going to be there for a couple hours, and then we're going to sneak over, and we're going to watch the fireworks show for the movie, and then we're going to watch the Star Wars fireworks show. It's going to be a great time. Come hang out. Tony and the Disney Parks Podcast crew are going to be there. I'll be there.
I'm trying to keep you from leaning on the table because it keeps going.
Yeah, I know, but I'm trying to get in the shot. So,
All right.
So go ahead. Let's talk about the Bourbon Trail here at Disney Springs.
Absolutely. So this is the season to kick off your summer, and Disney has a great way for you to do it. Cheers, everyone.
Cheers.
So we have cocktails coming in there. So like we said, live studio audience, not just the attendees here at the Polite Pig that are making faces at us. So Bourbon Trail at Disney Springs. Guests 21 and older can discover bourbon-inspired beverages and food pairings. Some of the food has bourbon cooked into it. Some of it is just made to pair perfectly with the bourbon cocktails that they are making at lots of these different restaurants. There are 19 different participants throughout the Bourbon Trail. So they have different drinks that have been carefully paired, and they have a map, and soon they will have a passport. The passports got pulled because of a typo, because that's what Disney is officially saying. Yeah, there may or may not be a little more to that story, but
cease and desist.
Wow.
Sorry, I had something in my throat.
But the drinks and the food are still flowing freely, so definitely get down here to Disney Springs. You know, like we said, there are 19 different restaurants. House of Blues, Splitsville, Bongo's, Planet Hollywood, The Edison, the Ganachery even has some bourbon-infused chocolate for you to try. The Boathouse, Paddlefish, of course, here in our home base, the Polite Pig. You know, Deluxe Burger, Chef Art Smith Homecoming, and many, many more. So definitely check it out. We're going to put the link into the show notes, so go check it out. Come on down. They're going to do this from May 1st, which is today, all the way through June 17th. Come out, grab a drink, grab a snack, enjoy, and check in at the Welcome Center when you come and see if they have those new and improved and edited passports ready to go.
What are we having here? This is the winner circle.
Thank you. I'm getting compliments to my ears. We'll talk about them.
So we saw $1 million cholesterol.
Oh, wow. Whoa. That's awesome. All right.
So you never know what's going to happen when you do live videos in public places.
Apparently, we're not the only ones who are drinking right now. So this is the Winner's Circle. It's a bourbon cocktail. It's amazing. If you've never tried anything with bourbon in it, Black Pig has got a great, it's a great starter for people.
Well, and this one itself, so they actually have a fantastic bourbon-infused old-fashioned, which is just wonderful. It's sweet tea, bourbon, and it's really wonderful. Yeah. This one is Buffalo Trace Kentucky Straight Bourbon, and then Pamplemousse Grapefruit Liqueur, Elderflower Tonic, and then and all of that has a hint of vanilla, toffee, and candied fruit. It is a little sweet, so if you prefer something less sweet, you know, I would actually say try the old-fashioned, but this has been fantastic.
Absolutely. And I want to say hi specifically to Sonia, who's watching. Your daughter and son-in-law are here. They're getting food right now. So, anywho.
Kimberly, thank you very much. We're going to talk about the ears in a little bit. And hello, Mr. Castelnova.
Mr. Castelnova of the internets is here. Your mother-in-law says hi. So
that's part of our live audience.
Hey, before we go any further, we want to make sure that you guys go to wdwparkhoppers.com/Amazon or you click on the shop link because what that does is that will help us out. You're going to go to Amazon and shop anyway. And what Amazon will do is kick back a few pennies. It doesn't cost you anything extra. And the shop stuff is curated by the Park Hoppers, things that we love, that we use, that we want to share with you guys, that you guys might enjoy. And there you go, Tony.
There you go, Tony.
So go check that out. wwparkhoppers.com/shop or wwparkhoppers.com/Amazon. So that's that.
Can I tell you the best part about having a live studio audience at a place during a bourbon event? This drink just became empty.
And magically appeared.
Oh my gosh.
I love this. We got to do this more often.
Absolutely.
So, if you are a fan of Disney Springs, you know that some things change, some things close, new things reopen. But reservations are now open for the Terralina Crafted Italian here at Disney Springs. It used to be Portobello's. So that's opening soon. But they are open now for reservations. Terralina Crafted Italian will be open to the public July 30th of this year. This is the earliest date that guests can book a reservation for the restaurant at Walt Disney World's website. Now, July 30th is the first date guests can book reservations. We expect a soft opening, so if you're a local, it might be a good idea for you to come around the middle towards the end of July so you can get an opportunity to check that out for yourself. The menu has been put out online. We'll probably share that soon on parkhoppers.com. And if you want to, you can make reservations by calling 407-WDW-DINE, or you can go to the Walt Disney World website and check that out. Hey, Frank.
Oh, my gosh.
What's up, buddy? Do you still have your name tag on?
I still have my name tag on. Thank you, live studio audience member. Not as if you guys didn't know who I was.
That's awesome. That's so funny. So
you're so fired as Mike.
I'm sorry. I didn't know. So we have a crew of people here. We've got friends from our Disney lives and our other lives. And our brand new friends are here. So that's exciting.
And you're all going to get a chance to say hi, so just be prepared.
And so you missed us earlier, so cheers. Cheers, guys. All cheers. Right. Cheers.
So,
right. Sweet. Cheers.
One other little piece of
cheers.
News.
Cheers again. Cheers again.
Cheers again.
Cheers again. All right. Cheers, everybody.
All right. One other piece of news having nothing to do with Disney Springs or alcohol would be that the Magic Band touch pads are reportedly being removed from resort pools.
Does that mean we can go pool hopping again?
Well, it depends. So, the Magic Band touch pads have been used for hotel room entry, park admission, fast pass redemption, numerous other things, including so you can enter the pools at the resort that you are staying in. And this is how they were trying to keep pool hoppers out, which I'm not saying we've ever done it, but we might have done it. So, with that being said, they have realized that it's supposedly been a hindrance to some of the emergency workers that are trying to get in when someone is having a crisis. With that being said, they're going to remove the touch pads. The gates are going to stay open during operating hours, and then they will lock them at night. So if you, and actually it looked like the touchpads had already been removed from the beach pool at the Grand Floridian, and then some of the vacation club resort pools that had needed magic bands, they've been slowly pulling those very quietly. So Bay Lake Tower, Saratoga Springs, Polynesian, all of those things. So those touchpads are soon going to go away. You know, at the end of the day, it's about safety. So Disney, I actually think this is a great answer. So I like you trying to keep, protect the people that were purchasing the pool time and to keep the pool hoppers out. But in this case, it's probably a good move.
Absolutely. And I know we want to try to keep the pools secure, but at the same time, I mean, if first responders can't get in, I'm sure there was probably a better move, but if Disney wants to take the pads out, that's great. I'm not saying that we're going to be pool hopping anytime soon as locals, but we might. I'm just saying, you know,
Stranger things have happened.
It's been known to happen, but it wasn't really that big of a deal, I think, prior to them putting the secure gates up, but you know, I think it's funny. It's one of those things where, you know, I think Disney got really excited about the Magic Band stuff, and they decided that this was going to be a good move, and now they're having to go back. But it also fuels a little bit of my speculation about, I think the Magic Bands are going to be phased out, and we're going to be doing everything through our phones. That's my personal opinion. Let me know what you guys think in the comment section below.
Where is your prop?
Okay, hang on. Right. Here we go. Ready?
So, this past weekend, we may or may not have partaken in some of the fun of the spring dapper days here at Disney.
A sexy beast in this hat.
This is his dapper hat.
I'm very dapper.
So,
and I'm not wearing any pants.
I'm sure that if that were the case, that the manager and he's just made one of our studio audience spit bourbon.
Don't waste that alcohol.
That's alcohol abuse. So Dapper Days, we sort of participated a few years ago where we dressed up for it, but then we went to ESPN and got pictures with BB-8 because I was running a half marathon the next day.
Right.
And so this time, We met up with friends, we went and did picture opportunities and meetups, and we met, we actually hung out with a bunch of people from the D3 Darlings, which is a Facebook page and a group that is just fantastic. Very creative in their outfits.
Absolutely. It was amazing. Now, I was very dapper from the waist up. I had a shirt, vest, and the hat looked great. From the waist down, I was very Florida. I had shorts and flip-flops on because it was 90-some degrees, and it was hot. Very,
so,
very,
so do
very
you think
hot.
We will ever get you in a three-piece suit? No? I didn't think
if they
so.
Do Dapper Days in December when it's...
November.
Or
next
they,
one's November.
If they do Dapper Days in December when it's 30 degrees, I will dress up in a three-piece suit and go prancing around like Tinkerbell. It'll be amazing.
We're holding you to that.
But, you know, gotta get the degrees down. Right, it's on video now. Must be happening.
If it's a cold day, I'm going to buy him one of those nice lime green three-piece suits, and I'm just going to put a big fluffy tail on the back of it for Tinkerbell. Oh, yeah, it's on.
So, from my perspective, it was a great day to enjoy the Disney spirit, but it was really weird because, you know, Disney people are interesting breed. But what dapper means to one person.
What does that say about us?
I know.
All right.
We have five people sitting here staring a hole through us, and the whole restaurant's like, what in the heck is going on over there? Who are those idiots?
Two computers.
Yeah, we look like we're. Yeah, anyway, so.
We look like we're important.
When you say Dapper Day, some people think that it's very dapper, so, you know, clothing from the 50s when they opened up Disneyland, which I think is how it started. And then you have bounding people, which is people who dress up as
the term is Disney bounding.
Excuse me. They dress up using the color scheme of their favorite characters. And then you have like steampunk people. And it was a very interesting assortment.
A lot of parasols.
My favorite
fancy umbrellas.
Were the people who dressed up with like the Haunted Mansion. And they had the whole like Haunted Mansion goth look, and they had white makeup on. and the makeup was just running down their face because it was so freaking hot. It was just hilarious.
So other than our own group, which the friends we went with, they matched beautifully.
They looked amazing. They really did. They put us to shame. I'm not going to lie. Me to shame. She looked amazing.
Other than that, there was a gentleman that we met in the parking lot. He gets out of the car and he's got his suit pants on and his white button-down shirt. And he has this feathered, multicolored tail. And we started to walk past and I looked at John and said, I think he's the bird from Up. And I ran back over and asked him what his name was. And he said, well, today I'm Kevin. And we went, oh my gosh, that's it. So we saw him later and he had added his vest and his jacket. And he had a hat on that had the peacock feather sticking out of it and still had his Kevin tail. And he was fantastic.
I want to see your peacock.
Sorry.
All right, you were cut off.
I'm cut off.
You're cut off. So it really was just wonderful to see the creativity and, you know, lots of women with sailor dresses being Donald. And there were some people that had turned their parasols into the Captain America shield. And lots of Dapper Dan groups and Dapper Danielles. And it was really wonderful. So if you guys are watching, especially to the group at the D3 Darlin', you were wonderful and you have inspired us to step up our game.
So, we acquired some special trinkets from that day.
That's true.
So we're going to do a contest. And what we're looking for is someone to either leave us a comment. Actually, what you should do is email us at wdwparkhoppers@gmail.com. And the answer to the question we're looking for is, when was the first official Dapper Day at Walt Disney World? Not Disneyland. Walt Disney World. When was the first official Dapper Day at Walt Disney World? Email us at wdwparkhoppers@gmail.com and we will choose the right answer. We'll get your address and we'll send you a couple special little trinkets that we got from that day.
Some of the D3 Darlins actually go through the process of having their own buttons or Disney-style pins made. Your hair is lovely, baby. And if you meet up with them, some of them had a special word, some you shake their hand, things like that, and they gave you pins. So we actually ended up with some extra buttons and pins, and we would love to share those with you. Just so that you can enjoy some of the fun of Dapper Day with us.
Absolutely.
So, hence the feathers and the, yeah.
Yeah, and you look good. That's just, there's no way around that. She's
You're
hot.
You're legally obligated to say that, but no, I love you.
All right, so as far as the official show goes, this is the end of our official show. Thank you so much for listening. Don't go anywhere.
Beverly. Hi, Beverly.
Hey, Beverly.
Welcome.
Don't go anywhere. We are going to end the official show for the podcast. So we want to say thanks for listening. Make sure you come to wwparkhoppers.com/newsletter and sign up for our free newsletter twice a week. We send out a newsletter. We don't spam you. We don't sell your information. It's a free newsletter for you. It's filled with all sorts of information and stuff. And make sure you visit us at wwparkhoppers.com. 4 parks, 1 world.
And everything in between.